somebody tried to get rid of Cianci, right? A petition?
Yes.
Well, why can't you just do that with this guy? He's breaking the law.
Well, he you know what's interesting, Justin, is that you can't argue. I mean, excuse me, Ray, you can't argue. He is going out of his way to welcome and say that the city of Providence is a sanctuary city and trying to bring these people in. But he's trying to, like, dance on the head of a pin, trying to say, well, we're a sanctuary city, but we follow the federal law. Ray, it's like being half pregnant. Either you are or you're not. Either you're following the law or you're not. But you're right as far as these people make no bones about it, that they don't speak English. They're not from here. They're not legally here. But, Ray, I blame him, Mayor Lorza, more than I blame the illegals coming in. They're be invited to come in. I mean, if I say to you, hey, why don't you come over to my house and spend the weekend, and I have some family members that are upset about it, I'm the one that invited you. Right, Ray?
Oh, yeah. This is crazy.
It's terrible. No, I agree with it. But it's at some point, the bottom is going to fall out on that whole thing. And for those that didn't see it, I posted it that the Mayor Lorza was on MSNBC on Sunday. And if you want to see part of the video anyway, I did post it on DePietro.com. But he is trying to do this dance where we're very welcoming to people, but we're not a sanctuary city. I don't see how you can have it both ways. Well, folks, joining us right now, he is the editor of Ocean State Current. It's our friend, OceanStateCurrent.com. It's the managing editor, Justin Katz. Good afternoon, Justin.
Good afternoon, John. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Hey, Justin, I want to start off. It certainly caught a lot of people's attention last Monday, Tuesday. Kathy Gregg, to her credit, she broke the story that former Rhode Island Supreme Court Justice Bob Flanders is apparently enough that he felt, enough to say he's exploring it. He is looking at a potential run as a Republican against Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, my first thought on these things is always to lament that we have such a limited number of people who could possibly run for statewide office. You kind of wish that people would stick around here first and try to fix our cities, towns, and our state, build their way up. We've got such a small number of opposition party type people that there's this straight line from never running for anything to U.S. Senate. And every cycle we go through this. That said, I wouldn't complain if you were to oust Sheldon Whitehouse. I'm still not sure whether it was the right decision, but I actually voted for Whitehouse, first of all, because the other choice was Chafee, and the second of all, because I knew he would be exactly what he's been, which is this radical left-winger who ought to be easy to knock out if you've got halfway decent candidates.
Yes.
So hopefully Judge Flanders will be that halfway decent candidate. And the thing that really strikes me about this is I don't hear any of the news media or people who comment on it. I haven't heard any of them suggest the strongest argument for Judge Flanders to run is what good can possibly come from our having a completely one-party congressional delegation.
I mean,
just imagine, sit back and imagine if things worked as they are supposed to work, and we had one senator in each party, and they were able to work together for the benefit of our state. I mean, that would be mind-blowingly radical for Rhode Island, but to me is the best argument for him.
Justin, that was the former Senator John Chafee, his argument that Rhode Island needs to be represented on both ways. And I think the current climate, you're exactly right, the current climate down there, to me, really shows that we need someone representing us, because now Senator Whitehouse, he did have, some people may say it was a token challenge with Barry Hinckley 6 years ago, but in their one debate on the stage of the PPAC, Barry Hinckley did much better than people that would have thought. I think the past couple of years, because he feels invulnerable, Senator Whitehouse has really gone progressive left, Justin, where he is, he is in lockstep with Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren. I think he is too progressive for that middle of the road, what I would call like an old Joe Garrahy Democrat. Maybe someone would say their voting record is the same, but I think Senator Whitehouse just comes off as far more liberal progressive than, say, Senator Jack Reed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think it's been crystal clear. I think 6 months to a year ago, there were even evidence that he was coordinating with outside environmental activist groups, far left groups, to game the Senate. and put on a big show for the news media with those groups in the Senate. And he's able to do that because they all think he's so safe. So if nothing else, maybe Judge Flanders running will kind of upset that sense of security, and he'll have to White House for the remainder of his term will have to rein in his left-wing urges. But we'll have to see if that takes effect.
Yeah, but I think there's enough out there that Senator Whitehouse, again, you can be extremely left, progressive, liberal when you feel that you're not going to have a serious challenger. But I think when some of his policies start to come to light in other issues that they go after President Trump on, I think people – he doesn't have huge approval ratings. I mean, I think he's right around 40%, 38%, but he is not in any way a lock the way some people may perceive Senator Jack Reed. What do you make of the fact that Representative Bobby Nodalillo is still expected to make an announcement? 37 years old, he's only been in the State House a couple of years, still expected to make the announcement that he's going to challenge and he wants to run against Senator Whitehouse.
Well, I mean, more competition and discussion is always good, as long as, you know, people don't make each other spend tons and tons of money just because they can on primaries and such. That speaks to what I mentioned a minute ago, where we've got this sort of under normal circumstances, we've got this straight line from being barely involved to running for the U.S. Senate. And that's not a healthy dynamic. And Representative Nodalillo is doing some good stuff in a General Assembly. So it'd be kind of nice to have him remain there. So hopefully something can be worked out and one of them, at least grace, maybe even if there's a primary, at least a graceful primary, and both stay engaged no matter how that all shakes out.
Well, and I think, Justin, next year you don't have the presidential election. Turnout is traditionally low in the midterm, so that would be let's just say it was Flanders that someone talked to Bobby Nodalillo and said, hey, listen, why don't you go after Langevin? Why don't you, you know, wait your turn, whatever it may be, instead of being 37 years old and saying, I think I want to be a U.S. senator. But, you know, another element of this is how unpopular Governor Raimondo is. She is up for reelection unless she gets taken out in a primary. But I think that would be this is my opinion. I think that would be an interesting dance where dear Senator Whitehouse, you know, he was clearly in the Hillary camp, so he's been trying to reach out to the Bernie Sanders supporters who did win the Rhode Island primary. Raimondo did not have one representative ask her to campaign with them this past election season, and I don't see her popularity gaining any strength. So I think her potentially on the ballot, I don't think that's particularly good for Senator Whitehouse. Now, speaking of Governor Raimondo, now, Justin, now we're seeing television commercials where they're highlighting Governor Raimondo, with all the problems in the state, she has locked on as that progressive idea, and it was a Bernie Sanders idea, of the free college tuition. Despite the articles that Linda Borg and the Providence Journal, others have done, that shown that in Rhode Island, K through 12 is certainly failing and not performing at the expectations it should. These kids are going to CCRI. 4% are graduating after 2 years. That's how well prepared they are. And it's this, she is like got blinders on, ignoring it, and still going ahead with her mission to try to get this issue of free college tuition.
Yeah, you know, I still can't really believe how seriously our whole political class and news media is taking this idea. State Senator Lou DePalma, who's from over there in Middletown, he had an op-ed recently talking about how, you know, every now and then we increase the number of years that we provide through the government because things change. You know, when everybody was a farmer, you didn't need even 12th grade. So we added that when we started to need it. That would maybe be an argument if we had schools at the top of the country like Massachusetts and our kids were still not able to find jobs. Then maybe we could say, okay, we're giving them the skills we thought we wanted to give them. We were hitting our targets and they're all doing well, but it's still not enough. So then maybe we could talk about, I mean, I wouldn't be convinced that government's the way to go with this, but maybe we could talk about trying to get more of them into college. But we're not providing them. We're consistently, Rhode Island, despite being in the top 10, I think it was 6th or 7th, per student spending in the country, despite that, we're average on national and last in New England on national test scores. So I think when you're giving a product or a service, you make that work first. And then when you prove that you can provide that, then you go ahead and say, hey, would you also like this additional service? I'd still say no, but at least that would be rational. But at this point, it's really just, Everybody who's commenting on this in the mainstream is just sort of in this la-la land.
Yes.
As if money has no reality, and as if we don't have to look at any data. I think we have to really change our focus. If you look at the problems we have of kids who, you know, you can go to school, you go to high school. If it's what you want to do, you go to college, you get out, and you get a job. That's how it's supposed to work.
That's right.
And that's breaking down in Rhode Island. And
yes.
It's not because they can't afford college. It's because they're not learning what they need in high school.
No.
And there are no jobs when they do get out of college. So what we should do, and this is something that working with the Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity, we've promoted for a couple of years now, is you could take that same about the same amount of money and create a school choice program that allows kids to choose their own schools in elementary and high school, and that will generate more productivity among them. And at the same time, you stop all this craziness about living wages and keep hiking the minimum wage and forcing businesses to pay for sick time. So stop that so there are more jobs for kids in college and after college, and then drop the sales tax to 3%, and you'll have a boom of jobs. Now, these specific policies don't have to be the exact ones we go with, but this is the way we should be thinking. Instead of what more can we give to Rhode Islanders as a give me in order to make Gina Raimondo look better as a politician.
Yes.
That's the perspective that really just fundamentally has to change.
And Justin, it makes me think that she actually believes this national press where New York Times, Washington Post, whoever, they'll throw around her name as potential candidate for 2020. To me, it's like the Raimondo people are saying, forget about the fact that they screwed up the computer system, the rollouts, the condition of the state. There are no cranes in the sky. They're really not luring companies here without paying them off. You know what? We're just going to come up with a signature issue that is going to sound good on a national stage and also help with fundraising. Because what I find very interesting, Justin, and I think the Rhode Island media is far too kind to Governor Raimondo on this, is her and Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker both came in at the same time. And you want to talk about the tale of two different governors. I mean, Mass is just as Democrat in Rhode Island. Boston is thriving. Governor Baker is encouraging more charter schools. They did turn down the Olympics, even though now we have, you know, they want the public to own the baseball stadium. It is incredible to me how much Governor Baker is thriving and Massachusetts is thriving. And Governor Raimondo, it's as if she has given up on the state and now is just setting her sights on national fundraising and issues that, as you say, will make her sound good as a politician.
Yeah, you can almost imagine them sitting around a board table discussing policy and politics and somebody saying, well, now, you know, honestly, nationally, nobody's going to care how well the state actually ran. All states have trouble, so when you're running for higher office, nobody in Idaho is going to care that you had this complicated technology issue that left people on the streets unable to get their public service, social service checks. So why don't we go with the thing that's flashy, that makes you the first in the country and all that kind of stuff. And it really is, I would hope people are seeing through it, but I don't see a whole lot of evidence, at least in the news media, that they are, the journalists are anyway.
Folks, we're speaking with Justin Katz. Again, Justin is the managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. Justin, what do you make of now this new talk? We have Senate President Dominic Ruggieri, of course, still with the laborers, by the way, hasn't left that job. He is a very positive meeting, entertains Larry Lucchino at the State House, says, boy, this sounds good. Now the public's going to own it, so we're still going to pay for it, but now we're going to own it instead of we pay for it and they own it. Yet, no meeting set up with Matt Aiello. Now they got Pawtucket set up. We're going to stay in Pawtucket. Won't be a McCoy, but the public gets to own it. What do you make of the new dance that is going on with the new repackaging of the new stadium that's coming out? As I did hear someone mention on Live Experiment, 38 Stadium is the way it's being called. You know, it's kind of like suddenly the food is terrible at the restaurant. So what we're going to do is let's redo the menu so at least it looks good. And now, gee, you get to be the owner of the stadium. What is your take on all of this?
Well, my first thought was the other day I was listening to classical music on radio, not during your slot in the evening.
Thank you,
but and they were introducing the conductor, and he was such and such the official conductor for the city of so and so city in Europe. And I thought, wow, that's kind of neat for a city to have this conductor. But then it occurred to me, you know, that it's also an expense, probably. He gets a stipend and all that.
Right.
And Europe has a lot of history with music and that kind of thing. What we're doing, these are things, owning stadiums, building coliseums with the giant columns. Huh. These are things that thriving, growing, successful
right.
societies do.
Yes.
We, in Rhode Island, we're kind of trying to do the opposite. We're like the cheesy guy with the flashy suit, you know, the cheap flashy suit who says, hey, look, we got a stadium too.
Yeah.
You know, we're going out and we're saying maybe if we do the things that people do when they have money, people will think we have money and they'll come and give us more.
Yeah.
We're doing this whole all the way backwards. It ought to be taxpayers feel like there's money lying around. There is money lying around. And the government saying, what are we going to do with all this money? Hey, let's build a stadium. Then, you know, maybe we'll consider it. When everybody's working and everybody's thriving and people are fighting to come to Rhode Island and can't find housing because it's just such a booming place. Yeah, then you start expanding your entertainment venues. But in the meantime, it's not a build it and they'll come kind of a thing.
No.
But the second thing that really strikes me is somewhat like what we were just talking about. It's really becoming clear if you read all the articles about Ruggiero becoming Senate president and the PawSucks deal. At one point, you know, he signals, you know, I'm for the car tax elimination, which is Mattiello's issue.
Yeah.
And then at another point, you find out, oh, hey, right now when Ruggiero is asked about the PawSucks stadium, he says, you know, I'm not really in the details yet. They're negotiating with Governor Raimondo. So there's Raimondo with her hand in the thing that Ruggiero wants.
Yes.
And she wants tuition. So you're really starting to see how the way government works is not people coming together and trying to make all their constituencies' priorities fit. It's three specific politicians with specific projects. You've got Mattiello looking to get reelected, so he wants to get rid of the car tax. Got Raimondo looking to move up in the world, so she wants free tuition. And you've got Ruggiero, who still works for the laborers, so he wants big construction jobs
for his
people.
Yeah.
And that's what matters, and that's what's determining whether we have projects or what policies go forward, is whether these three people can make their personal political needs fit together within the budget. And that's really, really not how it's supposed to work.
It's not.
And I wish it would just, that part of it, whatever party's in charge, I wish that would just blow up and people would start coming in their senses and saying, hey, look, come on, guys.
Yeah.
This is just too much.
Well, Justin, and even let's just say, you know, you are an out-of-town company. Just the story where Lucchino went up to the State House and met Ruggiero, it then says Larry Berman, spokesman, of course, for House Speaker Mattiello, said he has not met with Lucchino about a stadium recently. No meeting has been scheduled. Now, in a perfect world, it's Ruggiero, Raimondo, Mattiello all sit down as a team, as the leaders of the state, and they sit down and they talk to them. But no, you have to go to door number one, find out what they want, door number two, find out what she wants, and then door number three and find out what Mattiello wants. And it's, as you said, it's all three separate agendas. You know, it's no mystery to me. If you're an outside business person, you could maybe get two on board, but you got to get the third on board. Then maybe you lose the other one. I mean, this is just like a game that it's like spinning plates.
Not even before you get to that point of trying to functionally juggle the three big boobs of Rhode Island, you can't.
You got to hire a lobbyist to get the meeting set up in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if I were an out-of-state business, I'd be looking at Rhode Island. If I were listening to, say, the Crime Town podcast, which is all about the corruption and the mob involved at the deepest levels in Rhode Island, up to the Supreme Court justice and all that stuff, if I'm hearing that, and then I start to look at Rhode Island for whatever reason as a place to move my business, and I start finding out, like, oh, wait, the Senate president works for the Laborers Union.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me... The governor can't get a website working
right.
and wants to give free tuition to kids. I'd start to wonder. And then when I became, okay, now you've got to go up to the third floor and knock on a couple doors, at that point I'd be saying, you know, what I'm having to do, the practical reality of Rhode Island government is too much like the story we're hearing on Crime Town.
You're right.
And that's just what would affect my decision more than, I mean, let's face it, we're having to pay companies off to come here. So we're not, it's not as if, We have the space to put up barriers to entry.
Right. And the players have changed. I mean, I've heard from business people, if you call the Speaker's office or the Senate President's office, they never return a call. Suddenly a lobbyist calls them and says, hey, I understand you're interested in meeting with the Speaker or the Senate President. I can set that up for you. Now, let's go over my provisions. It's going to be $5,000 down. It's then going to be $5,000 a month. I mean, you never just clear out like that. You have to then, you know, pay off the doorman and just to get a meeting inside the club. But this stadium, this is going to be, you're exactly right. This is going to be interesting how they all have three separate agendas and if all of that can mesh together, and if they can keep the stadium in Pawtucket. Folks, you can check out the website. He is the managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. He's Justin Katz. Hey, Justin, great job, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, John. Talk to you later.
All right. Folks, again, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. We'll take some phone calls on this and some other things. 846-1028. 846-1028. And believe me, we're being kind on the whole thing. I mean, that is, I like Justin bringing up the fact of Crimetown, because anyone that has followed that podcast, it's like the names change, but a lot of the schemes remain the same.
It's where you live, the New England home.
Yep.
Give it a look, that's all its own. Garage headquarters, 877-62-GARAGE.
Well, hey, tax return checks are coming back. Why not put that money right back into your home with a beautiful new garage door or doors from your number one overhead door authority, Garage Headquarters, your source for increasing the value of your home. Call them today. What a great Rhode Island company. 877-62-GARAGE, or visit them online at garageheadquarters.com. It's a great investment in your home, and I'm talking about an investment-grade door. They're the number one. They're the best. Folks, it's very simple. Backed by the best door price guarantee. You can't buy a better door for a better price, so go with the number one, and they'll change the look of your home.
Garage Headquarters, 877-62-GARAGE.
Just so we're clear, this is about more doors, more selection, best door price value, and when you've been in business longer, better technicians, more warehouses, more trucks on the road, any other company in Rhode Island and southeastern Mass. When you want a door that's going to match the architecture of your home or business, you don't deal with the big box stores that are overpriced and use subcontractors. You call the certified professionals now, Team Grace, since 1973. Call them today, 877-62-GARAGE, 877-62-GARAGE.
Garage Headquarters, 877-62-GARAGE.
From ABC News, Tech Trends, putting more focus on your photos and videos. Facebook is doing a worldwide rollout of three new features for its main app. The first is a camera that will appear to the left of your newsfeed. Facebook product manager Connor Hayes says a lot of effort went into choosing all of the new effects and filters it'll offer.
We went on the ground, did a lot of research to understand what people in those countries and cultures really enjoyed talking about, and gave them tools to be very communicative within their own sort of context.
Next, a stories feature, like the one seen in other Facebook-owned apps, including Instagram and WhatsApp.
Which is a new lightweight mode for people to share photos and videos with one another that sits on top of your newsfeed.
And finally, something called Direct.
Which is a private sharing space for photos and videos that you really just want to send with one person or a few.
Anyone using the latest version of the Facebook app should have access to all of these features immediately. With Tech Trends, I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News. President Trump has moved to curb much of former President Obama's climate change policies with an executive order. The Energy Independence Order will start the reevaluation of Mr. Obama's clean power plan, lift the ban on federal leasing for coal production, and lift restrictions on the production of oil, natural gas, clean coal, and shale energy.
Mega Disposal Service, boy, they are just fantastic. Folks, Mega, local, family-owned and operated trash recycling collection company. Hello, Bill. Hello, Matt. They've been serving Rhode Island and Massachusetts for almost two decades. If you own a small business, call Mega for all your trash and recycling collection services. They have various sizes for estate cleanouts, major construction jobs, entire households. It'll have a swing door to provide easy loading of materials. And Mega also, MEGA, they have smaller containers for local businesses or shops that can be emptied on a weekly, every other week, or monthly basis. Call Mega Disposal today. You see their trucks. You see them. They collect household trash, recycling items, curbside, many local communities, Barrington, West Warwick, East Greenwich, North Providence, Pawtucket. Call Mega Disposal today at 866-420-MEGA. 866-420-MEGA. Mega has dumpster services for small household construction projects. Now, are you thinking of cleaning out maybe an old home or maybe a garage or a basement or an attic? As a friend of mine says, there's nothing more beautiful than a dumpster in the driveway. You know, we did it several years ago. You know, I mean, you have all these toys, things you collect over the years. Folks, do some spring cleaning. Clean out your house. Call Mega. And they, listen, they'll work out a delivery with the dumpster, and then they'll remove it. And they're experts. They'll help you determine what size is right for you. Maybe you need 10 cubic yards for small yard cleaning, or 15 size for most garage or basement cleanups. They have various sizes, whether it's an estate cleanout or a major construction job or an entire household. Call Mega Disposal. Throw that stuff out. Clean out your house. Get rid of the junk, you pack rats. Call Mega Disposal today. And they are so professional, they'll come right out and arrange, work out delivery, then remove it. They know what size you need. Just dial them, 866-420-MEGA, 866-420-6342.
The most entertaining show on your radio, John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
And we're back on this rainy Tuesday. Boy, does it roar out. A lot of flooding. Careful with the hydroplaning out there. Folks, good afternoon. It is John DePietro. Yes, here I am. You found me. It's Juan. This is the new John DePietro Show. Afternoons, 1 to 5, a.m., 1540, and it's WADK, where you can call in. First-time callers are welcome on this rainy Tuesday. Why not? It's the People's Show. 846-1028. 846-1028. We had a caller earlier that mentioned the story that appears in this morning's Providence Journal. Now, I was talking about how Mayor Elorza, the mayor of Providence, was on MSNBC on Sunday and saying, trying to argue this whole thing of, well, Providence is a sanctuary city, and illegal aliens from all over the country move to Providence. We'll keep you safe.
But what's important are the policies, and Providence has always been a sanctuary for immigrants, and it will continue to be that way. And in nowhere are we going to change our policies.
How about this story in this morning's Providence Journal? New country, new direction. Providence program gets refugees integrated into the school system. Linda Borg, who is the education reporter with the story. Students arrive in Providence every day from refugee camps, countries embroiled in civil war, and villages where they have little or no formal schooling. These, quote, newcomers is now what they're calling them, who speak little or no English, are typically thrust into large schools where they don't know how to navigate the hallways, much less understand the culture. Now the district has created a standalone program where, quote, newcomers, boy, they always love the names, don't they, folks? The illegals are the dreamers. And now they have, wait a minute, aren't these refugees coming into our country? Maybe, they're legal, maybe they're not legal. Oh, no, they're not illegals, they're newcomers. I knew I had that term wrong. Now the district standalone program, newcomers can get the individual help they need, not only with English, but a variety of issues, navigating RIPTA, or to resolve the emotional trauma associated with disrupting their childhoods. Are we to blame for that, too? Are we getting blamed on that, disrupting their childhoods? Let me see. You have a child in a country, and you take them and put them in another country. How could we eliminate that trauma? Oh, I don't know, maybe keep them in their own country? Dorcas International, the state's largest refugee resettlement program, providing a lot of support, translation, caseworkers, helping families figure out how to address basic needs. They also offer English classes after school for high school-age students. A social worker will be assigned to the program, located in a section of the former Messer Elementary School. Dorcas staff will not only be in the building, but also be on call. With all this rhetoric from the current Trump administration, we want to send the opposite message, said Providence Mayor Jorge Elorza, whose parents came here illegally from Guatemala. We're integrating refugees. We're now calling them newcomers to be on the path to success. I've sat in classrooms where the students don't speak a lick of English and the teacher doesn't speak a lick of the child's language. That student is having such a poor experience. That's what this is all about. We need to spend more money on these newcomers. The people of Rhode Island would love to spend their taxpayer money on these newcomers from other states. Folks, do you agree with that? 846-1028. Providence Superintendent Christopher Maha said the newcomers. You mean the refugees? You mean the illegals? Are among the district's fastest growing populations, and yet we do the worst by them. We do the worst by them. Why are we doing anything by them, Superintendent Maha? The new program is a welcoming space, small classes, lots of individual attention. The program opened 3 weeks ago, already has 42 students. They expected to grow to 100 by the end of the school year. At that point, the district may have to find additional space. Some of the students excel at math. Others have been out of school for over 5 years. Older kids don't have time to catch up. Two students from the Democrat Republic of the Congo attended Monday's news conference, speaking through a translator. Gee, I wonder why our test scores are going down. Can you imagine if they put this type of effort, an individual effort, into A students, Americans that live in the area from the state, A students, if they put that type of individual attention into them? Salita Sabrini, who, 18, arrived to Rhode Island 7 months ago, speaking only her native Swahili. Now she can say hello in English. Thank you for being here for us, she said. I'm happy to see you all. Mwambe Amani, 16, said she thanked God for having teachers who are going to go the extra mile. My English teacher, I support him. My math teacher, I support him. I wish all my teachers a long life. She said she loves being in a country where she can pray and study in peace. There's a second story. Governor now seeks funds for English language learners. English language learners are the fastest growing segment of the school population in Rhode Island, comprising 7% of all public school students, or almost 10,000 students. Let me try to think. Why would someone be unable to speak English? Less than 10% of the population scored proficient or above on the latest standardized English test, compared to 40% of students who speak English fluently. 77% of the English language learners graduated from high school on time, compared to 85% of the English language speakers. That's why Governor Amundo is now asking the General Assembly to spend a specific amount of money each year for this group of illegals so they can learn English. The governor last year targeted $2.5 million for these students, wanted to make the funding stream permanent, but the legislature chose to fund it for only 1 year. This year again, Raimondo is proposing to make aid, and $5 million next year. The governor wants to keep pace with the growth of the segment in the student population. Now, folks, I want to come back to, not to sound mean-spirited, but don't people care that that's where your taxpayer money is going? If you're listening right now, it's 2:40 in the afternoon on this Tuesday. Good afternoon. This is Juan. It's John DePietro. And what about where your child goes to school? What if you have a student right now, your child, however old they are, what if they had a little more individual attention? What if they had someone working with them to make them a B student? Or if you're listening right now and you're driving in the car, wherever you may be, in Newport or North Providence or North Kingstown or North Smithfield or anywhere in between, Bristol to Borington, what if, in fact, the governor set aside $5 million to make B students A students or really put effort into the A students? Why is this money going into these people? I'll come out and say it. Listen, they're not Americans. We don't owe them anything. What do you mean they just end up here? We don't have the money to afford for all of this. This is not a mystery. They're from other lands. We need to take care of Rhode Islanders first. You need to take care of your children first. Who listening right now is a parent or a grandparent? You say, oh, I wish my student, my son, my daughter, my grandchild, oh, I wish they were, right now they're a C-plus student. Boy, I wish they could have individual attention, make them a B-plus student. They're not going to get that in the public schools. Why are we funding all this? Do you know how much these students cost in the city of Providence? Do you know how much these students cost in Central Falls? Is there a barrel of money laying around that I am unaware of? Free tuition, opening up schools, more attention for non-English speaking students. And meanwhile, kids are coming out of the public schools, end up at CCRI, can't even do basic math and English. Where is the political leader speaking out about it? Who speaks for you? I don't hear them. They all seem to be silent. They're spending your money, whether you're listening right now in Portsmouth or Pawtucket or Providence to Middletown or Narragansett to Exeter, they're spending your money. Is Governor Raimondo saying we ought to take $5 million and pump it into the Portsmouth Middle School or the Portsmouth school area or even in East Greenwich that doesn't get any school aid? No. We're going to teach English to 18-year-old kids from the Congo that can't speak. What is this? Who the hell is running this pirate ship? Completely, completely lost. Folks, we cannot afford this stuff. They continue with their selfish agendas, and we know why they do it, right? Why does Cicilline do it? Why does Raimondo do it? Why would it be all Democrats that do it? For their votes. It's that simple. For their votes. And what does Governor Raimondo say when you say, okay, take my tax dollars and we're going to spend it on all these illegals coming into the state of Rhode Island?
Thank you, Rhode Island!
That's right. As she's ready to run, yeah, she's going to run for president. I can't wait to hear that campaign. Yeah, she's going to run the nation.
And it does seem like it was sloppier than it should have been.
Absolute joke. The worst. She is a failed governor and a selfish leader. This whole free college tuition thing, folks, it's selfish. Period. It's selfish. No other word for it. We can't afford it. You should have your taxes lowered. Your taxes are too high in North Kingstown. Your taxes are too high in East Greenwich. Your taxes are too high in West Greenwich. Your taxes are too high wherever you can hear me. You're not getting the services that you deserve. Fastest growing population. What the hell does that tell you? And Alorza continues to welcome him in. That, you know, how much longer do we have to suffer through this guy, this law-breaking mayor of Providence? Well, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. We'll take more of your phone calls. You're more than welcome to call in. First-time callers, welcome. Just dial 846-1028. You can send me email. It's john@depietro.com. And you can see right on depietro.com, Mayor Alorza, get that American flag away from me, as it appears on national television. No interest in the American flag. I think it's a disgrace. Maybe you feel it's his right as mayor. I disagree with it. We're going to take your phone calls on it. Folks, I want to remind you, boy, when you're on the road, you just never know what can happen out on those roads these days. There are drunk drivers. There are people not paying attention. There are people distracted. That's why if you're in an accident, you need to call West Fountain Auto Body. Call Kenny and Patricia today at West Fountain. They are the best. I love these guys. I think they're listening. Kenny, Patricia, we love you. They're the best. I brought friends there. I brought family members there. They are your first phone call. They're your first phone call. 272-3340. They're going to work for you, not the insurance company. It's West Fountain Auto Body. 272-3340. Located 400 West Fountain Street in Providence. They're right behind the Providence Public Safety Complex. Whether it's a small dent or a nearly totaled vehicle, call West Fountain Auto Body. People from all over the state bring their vehicles to West Fountain. They'll repair it, and they're the best. Call West Fountain Auto Body. If you're in an accident, your first phone call, tow truck pulls up, say, hold on, time out, Harry. Get this vehicle over to West Fountain Auto Body. 272-3340. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. We're coming right back to the phones with your phone calls. 846. Just dial 846-1028.
The following is a summary of the general contest rules for 3G broadcasting. For contests, entry requirements will be announced on air. Winners will be determined in accordance with the criteria set forth in the on-air announcement. 3G broadcasting is not responsible for unusable entries. Station is not responsible for entries not received due to technical difficulties. Station is not responsible for any lost, disconnected, dropped, misdirected, or incomplete telephone calls. Entrants may be disqualified at the sole discretion of the station. Each contest is open to all station listeners who are legal United States citizens 18 years of age or older and who reside in the station listing area. The station shall have the right to change these eligibility requirements based on the individual contest in question. Listeners are eligible to win a contest only once every 30 days. Only one winner per household is permitted in any contest. Participants in the contest must possess valid government-issued photo identification and sign a liability release as a condition of receiving any prize. Winner must meet all eligibility requirements. Prizes will be announced within the specific contest's on-air announcement. Contest prizes are non-transferable. Winners will receive a 1099 IRS tax form if the total of all prizes won for a current year equal more than $600 in value. Prizes are limited solely to those items explicitly set forth herein and shall not include any or all other expenses, incidentals, or taxes that may arise out of the winner's receipt of this prize. Decisions of station management with respect to the contest are final. Odds of winning vary per contest. Payment of all federal, state, and local taxes are the sole responsibility of the winner. Winners will be required to sign an IRS Form W-9 or the equivalent. Failure or refusal to execute the release will result in the winner forfeiting the prize. Photo identification and social security number of the grand prize winner may also be required in order to collect the prize. For internet contests, the station in its sole discretion reserves the right to disqualify any person tampering with the entry process. The station reserves the right in its sole discretion to modify the contest rules and dates at any time for any reason. No purchase is necessary. The contest is void where prohibited. Copies of the written contest rules and a list of all winners are available during regular business hours at the main studio of the radio station, 15 Dr. Marcus Wheatland Boulevard, Newport, Rhode Island, 02840.
Folks, Sam's Inn, if you'd love delicious food, Sam's Inn, located 2227 West Shore Road in Warwick. I was there just last night. You can call them 737-6073. Kimberly, the whole staff, Sam Corey, they've done it again. What a great operation they run. Delicious food, affordable prices. It's Sam's Inn. They also always have entertainment in the lounge. Sam's Inn, daily lunch special, just $6.95. Free salad bar with any entree. Boy, that salad bar is a hit at Sam's Inn, and you're going to love. They have great desserts, the classic Caesar, and the food is fantastic. Delicious burgers, delicious Italian food, chicken parm, veal parm. Try the pasta with meatballs. Jacqueline Claire loved it. Or maybe the baked scrod or the fried clams. Big steaks, delicious food. Also, great desserts. I love their rice pudding. It's Sam's Inn. And remember, free salad bar with any entree, daily lunch special, $6.95. Follow the crowd to Sam's Inn, 2227 West Shore Road in Warwick. Call them 737-6073.
Making afternoon radio great again. John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
And we're back. Folks, good afternoon. It is John DePietro. Afternoons 1 to 5 right here, AM 1540. and it's WADK. Let's go to Ann from Cranston is on the John DePietro Show. Good afternoon, Ann.
Hi, John.
Hi there, Ann.
Well, I wasn't going to call until I was listening to you.
All right.
And then, because I was writing out checks and I was angry as I was writing them, okay?
Yep.
When I think that I just read in the newspaper last week that my taxes are going up again.
That's right.
I can't understand why our taxes are going up. Our roads are a mess.
Yep.
My particular street, they plow. Well, I think if I got in the truck and if I could drive, I'd do a better job.
You would do a better job.
Well, you know, and it upsets me when I hear people say, well, that poor person needs money and that. First of all, I'm on a fixed income. I'm a retiree.
Right.
And I don't get big raises. Like some people every year get a raise.
Like Governor Amundi.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, and she is squandering her money so much.
Terrible.
That it's sad that she doesn't have one iota
None.
Of what to do.
Selfish.
She's worried about kids, little kids dancing or what have you, and doesn't mean a thing. Now she wants us to pay for their education?
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't care what any parent tells me. When I had to go to school and I went to Bryant, my parents had to pay.
Of course.
And in those days, they didn't have a lot of money.
No.
But they sacrificed.
That's right.
You can't get it through people.
No.
But most of all, I'm very upset with Mayor Fung.
I don't blame you. Taxes going up again.
Well, John, if I told you what I pay, well,
with what services? The roads are a mess.
None. I don't get, I'm a widow. You know that.
Yes.
And I have to do everything myself or get people to do it.
Right.
And it's costing me a lot more money than the person who has a mate or they know someone.
Right.
But I had explained it, and I'm going to call his office because I'm very, very upset. I know areas of Cranston that I'm in a nice area, but there's ones that are far more superior to mine. And they're not paying what I'm paying in taxes.
No.
I mean, I can't understand him. I mean, I really thought he was a nice person. I made up with them. I was sort of upset.
Raising taxes again.
Again.
Ah.
Because we have to worry about the firemen and the police.
Ah.
They need a raise. And
yeah,
I don't know.
Everybody
what
needs
the
a raise except for the regular person, Ann.
Right. Well, I think he thinks he's going to aim for either governor or president. What do I know?
Oh, my goodness. President. One step at a time here.
I
he's
know.
Only the
Listen,
mayor.
My man is there, and I think he's doing a good job.
He absolutely is, Ann. He needs your support, though. He needs your support, without question. Joanne from Newport. Call back. I was about to go to Joanne from Newport. Instead, Donna from Cranston's on the John DePietro Show. Good afternoon, Donna.
Hi, John.
Hi there, Donna. Good afternoon.
Well, I have a little story for you. I'm a taxpayer of Cranston for many, many, many years.
Yep.
And when my son was 17 at Cranston West High School, he had a massive brain hemorrhage.
Oh, goodness.
And because his grades were so good, they offered to graduate him because it was 3 months before high school graduation, and he would have graduated even if he flunked all his finals. I thought they were doing me a favor. I thought it was an honor. While he was in a coma, I accepted his diploma on his behalf. Well, when he came out of his coma 6 months later, he no longer knew his alphabet or his numbers.
Oh, boy.
I contacted the Cranston School Department for tutoring, and they said, we're sorry. We can't tutor him. He's not eligible for any education. He graduated.
That's right.
He's out of the system.
Yep, that's what they do.
Yep. So at that point, I contacted every agency in the state of Rhode Island to see who could teach my son how to read again and write again. And as a citizen of the United States, there was not one agency available to teach him
that.
His ABCs or his numbers. I had to hire a private tutor.
Yet if he was from the Congo and didn't speak English, they'd be lining up falling over themselves,
he
Donna.
He would have had everything.
Wow.
And there have has not been since my grandparents, all four of them, immigrated from Italy. There has not been one person who's ever been in the system, ever collected any kind of assistance. We've all been taxpayers. We are small business owners, and we get that kind of treatment. And you know, now I have to pay for an illegal education?
Yeah, can you imagine? That's the thing that's most insulting, Donna. Boy, they love to, you know, be so generous because we're paying for it. You don't need
is
all those schools.
It's unbelievable.
It is. If you didn't
Nobody was there to help my son.
No.
And his accident was
terrible.
Was not
wow.
his fault.
No.
It was just a vessel in his brain that burst. It wasn't because he was driving. It was nothing. It just happened.
And Donna, let's be honest. Who's learning in the classroom if you're sitting next to some kids that just arrived from the Congo that don't speak English? They've never been in school before.
Exactly.
Oh my God! In Alorza, everybody come in here. We're the sanctuary city. Yeah, with our money.
Why aren't we helping the elderly?
Yes.
That have paid taxes all their life. That are struggling. Why aren't we helping the disabled?
Yes.
Why aren't we helping the Vietnam vet?
That's right.
Who fought for our country.
Yes. No, they take them for granted. They don't.
We're gonna help the illegal.
No way.
As far as Mayor Fung goes, we have businesses in Cranston. We have several properties in Cranston. When these taxes, let me tell you something, my house will be going up for sale. I'm done.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Donna, but thank you for the call. Folks, your phone calls are next. 846-1028. Good afternoon. It is the John DePietro Show. I want to remind you, K&R Auto Salvage, call them today. Karen, her family, what a tremendous job they do. I mean, they are really excellent. 353-9200. K&R Auto Salvage, large facility offering used car parts. K&R, they'll also buy junk cars, auto wrecks, family business, close to 30 years serving their customers. K&R, our wholesale used auto parts business, guaranteed quality, and they'll pay you cash for your junk car, foreign and American auto and truck parts. K&R offers 80% off retail prices with access to nationwide inventory. Call them for all major car or truck parts. And remember, K&R Auto Salvage will pay you the highest price for your junk car. Call them today, 353-9200. 353-9200. K&R, your choice for wholesale used auto parts, located 950 Smithfield Road in North Providence. It's right off of Mineral Spring Avenue. Go with the leader. Go with the best. Remember, access to nationwide inventory. They offer 80% off retail prices, and they will pay you cash for your junk car and auto wreck. Call K&R Auto Salvage today, 353-9200, 353-9200. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. Good afternoon, everyone. We'll take more of your phone calls, 846-1028. First-time callers are welcome. We'll also bring you up to speed on what's going on in Washington with this whole element of the Democrats trying to filibuster on the Supreme Court. It's a mistake. Wall Street Journal had a good editorial about that. We'll tell you about that. More on the Pawsox Stadium. They are fleecing us. More schools opening in Providence, strictly for the illegals. We'll talk about that. We're going to have our tech segment coming up next hour. And then, as always, the program will finish off with Crazy Time, brought to you by Overhead Door, your garage headquarters. So, big hour ahead. You can call 846-1028. Don't forget, follow me on Facebook. We have the question posed. Do you want to pay for a new Pawsox Stadium in Pawtucket? Weigh in on Facebook. It's John DePietro Show. Make sure you click the like button. And then follow me on Twitter. The show never ends on Twitter, folks, 24/7. It's John DePietro Show on Twitter. Two big hours to go. Stay with us on this Tuesday.